Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
One of the challenges within a football club is the ability to maintain your talent. We're very fortunate that two of our players in Daniel Rioli and Nick Vlosten have agreed to stay 2 more years with the Tigers.
Big announcement yesterday, the Richmond Footy Club, Tim, Dan Rioli and then Nick Vlosten both committing longer term, and well, that can only be great news, and that man's been good enough to join us ahead of a season opener tomorrow night. Welcome, Nick.
Okay, boys, how's it going?
Good to talk to you. Nice to get that one out of the way before the season starts.
Yeah, definitely. Manager's just kind of called late next week, said there's a deal there, so yeah, it's good to get it out of the way.
So it happened that quick? Like there was no to-ing and fro-ing? It was just, yeah, there's the number, pretty happy with that, and away I go.
Yeah, I kind of just went through the manager, so I didn't actually sit in any negotiations or anything. And yeah, once the deal was there, we were happy, so yeah, just get it out of the way.
Hey, Nick, you're an easy-going sort of a bloke. Do you reckon you got more than Dan Rioli or not?
I don't know. He was staying at the coach's house, so I'm not too sure.
Are you excited about tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Kind of trying to get the nerves out and just relax a little bit. But, yeah, it's what we've been kind of looking forward to for the last couple of months.
You wouldn't have known any different, would you, Nick, since you joined the Tigers? Have you always been involved in the season opener since you've been there?
I didn't play my first year, but ever since that I've played. So we've had a good track record against Carlton in the first round. So, yeah, hopefully it continues.
And do you understand the, not the pressure, but I mean to kick the season off from your own point of view to get things started and this ties into my question about Tom Lynch. You know, how much emphasis is placed on round one? How much is the need to get away to a good start? And how do you weigh it up about the longer-term benefits of perhaps keeping one or two players back if there's a question mark over them?
It's up to Dimmer. But you, like, as players, we just treat it as another game. Like, we know it's going to be a massive crowd. Last year, I think we unveiled the flag, and then we got off to a pretty slow start. They were 6 or 7 goals up before we kind of knew what happened, so... hopefully it doesn't happen this year, but yeah, you just kind of treat it as another game. It is a big one because there's always going to be a massive crowd. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, are you expecting, this is the obvious question, but are you expecting Tom Lynch to play?
I've been asked this a few times and honestly, I'm not sure. We'll probably find out in an hour or so once we go in. So he's very close either way. Like if the round one was next week, you'd probably guarantee him in.
Yep.
But yeah, he's like right on the borderline. So I think Dimmer really wants to play him. It's just if he could play 100% game time at that level just because he hasn't played in so long. So that's the question everyone's asking the medicos and that. And yeah, it's going to be touch and go either way, I think.
And how would you describe your JLT form as a team? I mean, you got behind and you came back in both games. How would you describe the way that the group played in those two games?
Yeah, just slow starting. Both teams kind of got off to a good start until halftime. Then we managed to wrestle it back. So we were playing like players in different positions and different roles within the side. So that did affect it a little bit. But yeah, to come out and win both, like I suppose winning becomes a habit. So it's good to look at it that way. But, you know, you don't want to give teams a 6-7 goal head start and then have to chase them down.
Hey, everyone's excited and interested to see any new names or new faces. We pick up the Age today and Mav Weller's name is there as someone that may be a selection, and that would be a big change in fortune for him. Also, Noah Bolter, who turned on a bit of a display through the JLT as well. Are those guys in contention?
Yeah, definitely. I think the squad's still 28. So yeah, we're about to head in and have the team meeting and find the final 22, so if you called in about now, I'd be able to tell you.
It's just stupid questions that we keep asking you. I know you don't know the answer. Mate, can I put it this way? The raps on Noah Bolter from Lepich and Hardwick, normally coaches play it down, but gee, they've pumped him up. They said he's Alex Rance-like with his athleticism.
Yeah, definitely. He's a bit of a freak. Not sure what goes on upstairs all the time. Like, Rancy has a couple of brain fades early. He'll probably be the first one to say that too. But, yeah, he's a super athlete. Like, that 5 minutes he played against Melbourne in JLT1 was pretty special. So it's just about trying to see that the whole game. And then, maybe he's the next Rancy. That's what we keep saying. So. Hopefully.
Hey, talking about Rancey and you and the back six there at Richmond's been reasonably settled for the last couple of years. That must be of enormous advantage to the chemistry of that defensive unit you've got going there at Richmond.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been together for about 6 years now. Brodie with the late inclusion, he's probably been there about two. But
yeah,
you just know everyone's strengths. You know what you're going to get from each other. You know if one player is not playing their best game because they're a bit frustrated or something, you just know how to get them back playing well and just get them back on board. So it's really led well by Rancey. He's usually the deepest defender, and like he's a great communicator. And yeah, we just know everyone's strengths. We know each other on a personal level. So when something isn't going right, you kind of know how to get them back on board. So yeah. Good fun down there.
And you're really ready for this challenge of the 666 start at the beginning of the, you know, after a goal?
Yeah, the AFL has relaxed it a little bit. Like, I remember the first week against Melbourne, pretty much, like, we couldn't even celebrate after a goal. The umpires were just saying straight away, get back in your zone. The second week, they did relax it, which was a bit better, but it's going to be a bit annoying if Tom Lynch does play and he kicks a goal. We like to get around.
Oh, yeah.
People, when they keep their first goal, Rancey's going to have to do a 100-metre sprint down to him and then 150-metre back. So, yeah, I'm not too sure how much impact it's going to have. I'm not sure if every team showed their hand in the JLT as well because we didn't really see too much going on.
Okay. Did you show your hand? Did Richmond hold a little bit back?
No, we don't really have anything planned. We'll just kind of see what they do, and if it works, we might just copy him. So.
Hey, mate, we appreciate you joining us on the eve of the first game. Tim, also, he didn't want to ask, but I'll ask. He said that Albert Park's been turned into a pretty dangerous territory with red-haired, bearded blokes flying around on skateboards.
Yeah, I take my dog down to the dog park most days and can't really be bothered walking, so he just escaped me down.
And it's a big guy, a brown lab, is it?
He's a Cocker Spaniel Cross Lab. So,
nice.
Yeah. Beautiful dog.
I've got two of them now. The housemate got one as well, so. Two of them running around.
Two dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, both the same.
Hey, Nick, great news on the re-signing. Good luck for tomorrow night and the season ahead. It's going to be a big year, and I think the Tigers are going to be right there again. So, well done. Thanks for your time.
Too easy. Thanks for watching.
On you, Nick.
Nick Vlosten.
He's
nice
a beauty.
Nice lad. He's your favourite, isn't he?
Oh, he's my favourite, all right.
Yeah, hey, is it okay to have favourite players?
Of course it is.
As a commentator?
Easy negotiation with him with a contract.
Yeah,